Follow the Rules, a short meditation by Brother Bob Lloyd from his book, Minute Meditations. Switzerland is a remarkable land. It's famous for its beautiful scenery, high snow-capped mountains, cascading waterfalls and lovely glacier lakes. But it's remarkable in another way. It has a wonderful transportation system, with trains, buses, cog railways, funiculars which travel thousands of feet right up the side of mountains, ships, huge gondolas and chairlifts. These crisscross their tiny country and transport millions of travellers to every corner of their beautiful land. The time schedules are all printed in advance. Those who study them can travel for hours, changing from a funicular to a bus to a train to a cog railway, back to a bus and train, and make connections each time with only 2 or 3 minutes in between. What spiritual lessons can we learn from this? Those who read and understand these man-made books of timetables are able to travel and get where they want to go. No one claims that these timetables are divinely inspired, but those who make them and use them can trust them, because they are followed. We have some man-made documents that can help us also. They're not inspired by God, but they are the work of conscientious and dedicated servants of the Lord. You have written our statement of faith, our ecclesial guide, our constitutions and ecclesial rules, for the orderly outworking of our lives. We need to be familiar with these and we need to give them their proper respect. In so many countries of the world, the populace seem to regard rules as something to be broken. They only obey or observe those that please them. As a result, there is mass confusion and chaos. Whilst in Switzerland, there is order. We need to respect and obey the rules of our ecclesia and our brotherhood. It's not right to justify our defiance of a rule simply because it was made by men and not by God. Peter rightly said we ought to obey God rather than man. But none of our ecclesial rules violates his commands. We need to show the proper respect for the rules of our community, even as we acknowledge that they were not divinely inspired. Paul instructed us that the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. He was speaking of worldly rulers. If the saints were expected to be subject, not only for wrath, but for conscience sake, to those who have the rule over us, how much more should we be obedient to the ecclesial rules that have been made for our benefit? Jesus told us that the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. Let us learn a lesson from the Swiss people. They know and respect the rules of their country. They study their books as schedules and they have faith that things will go according to plan. Unfortunately, none of their well-laid plans are able to make them wise unto salvation, and this is sad. God sent Jeremiah to the house of the Rechabites to learn a spiritual lesson from the man-made rule. Their father Jonadab had made a rule that none of his offspring should ever drink wine, and his children were faithful to that rule. God's lesson was that they obeyed their human father, yet the children of Israel did not obey their heavenly Father. So let us have respect for the rules of our ecclesial family. God blessed the Rechabites because they were faithful to their Father. None of us are bigger than the rules. None of us are bigger than our rules. The Swiss people are an example of how a nation can function smoothly by knowing and observing their well-laid schedules. Let us learn from their example and lift this to a spiritual level and faithfully study and follow not only God's book of life, which is able to make us wise unto salvation, but let us also render therefore all their dues, tributes, to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, and honour to whom honour. Let us walk honestly as in the day, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ.